And how can AI, artificial intelligence, help in early detection of diseases?
Well, the early detection of diseases is probably one of the most important features of the artificial intelligence. The reason for this is that the monitoring of the development following the signs of the development of the disease cannot always be done by the doctor or by the certified nurse. So if we have artificial intelligence in place, together with different visual components that can actually follow the patient or the European citizen, then it would be easy to detect the early onset of the disease. Now, why is this important? Okay, we can say, yeah, you will get your diagnosis 6 months earlier than if you would have been waiting for the doctor. How does it benefit you? Well, if your diagnosis is set early, you can start your treatment earlier and there will be less complications. You will be younger and the younger body debuffs the illness much better than the older body. So if we catch the disease in its early onset and the patient is still relatively young, the prospects for the development are much better than in case when we wait until it is already almost too late.
Yeah, and how can artificial intelligence help in treatment and therapy prescriptions?
I think this is like one of the best fields where we can expect the benefits, namely treatment and following the therapy might be boring and dull. On the other hand, it is very important that the medicines are prescribed and given to the patient in the exact prescribed manner. So mistakes here can be very costly. And artificial intelligence is actually very good at detecting the mistakes or the processes and actions that are not exactly the average for treatment of a certain disease. So if you have like a artificial intelligence system that follows the state of the patient and his improval of his disease, and then you can adjust automatically the dosage and the type of the medicine that had been prescribed. Again, it would be very good for the patients to realize that a certain drug is not really good for him or her, and that certain adverse effects occurred. Sometimes adverse effects, some people call them undesired effects, they can be very small and cannot be seen by a naked eye. Therefore, it is very good to have like this artificial intelligence systems that is actually working on the kind of alert systems. And it says right now, these and that parameters are not doing well with your patients, go and adjust the treatment in this and that direction. Then, of course, the doctor goes and sees the proposal from the artificial intelligence, and he or she decides whether he or she will follow the advice from the artificial intelligence. From my point of view, this is actually like really improving the quality of treatment of the individual patients.
How can artificial intelligence help in education and training of staff at all levels?
Education and training of staff is really highly organized and very hierarchical, which means that all nation systems have their own ways how they will educate the doctors, how they will give them their certificate or licenses. And of course, for example, in European Union, we also have a system of, I think it is called mutual acknowledge of the certificates and licenses. So in this basic sense, I am not aware that the artificial intelligence would really help to form a young doctor. However, once the doctors are in their working environment, they can learn from certain functionalities from the artificial intelligence. And most often, that would mean that a strong visual component is included, and that the doctors are actually in their certain field. They can improve their knowledge in the certain field.